Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm John Ryan, and this is Pod Roast. This week, lads, with a Spotify payday, and pre-loved news gets a podcast outing. As I get older, and I'm not old yet, my list of inexplicably popular things grows exponentially. The Fellas podcast from Spotify, just celebrating 52 weeks on air, is one. There's a moment in this where they reference a 27th birthday like it's death hurtling towards them. 30 is bare old, using the Fellas' favourite adjective. They swear a lot too, not effing and jeffing, although there is a lot of that, but they swear stuff that absolutely doesn't require additional emphasis. There's a kind of odour of stale links and last night's spliff clinging to this one. Three everyman ciphers, bantering, were banter a verb. The Fellas aims to keep you entertained as they go through life, trying to figure it all out, reads the Precy. In actual fact, they flit around subjects, like how an annoying insect skates along a pond, barely breaking the surface. Bond's always been a chick magnet, bro, like the old VHS ones, where, like, he's getting out the water, demonstrates the incisive level of cultural commentary they apply to anything. They must get the best bag at MI5, suggesting Bond could get high on confiscated drugs. 100%. The profoundly unfunny Jack Joseph on TikTok. All seriousness, I want Idris, though. End of. I want to take the missus to watch it because I know she'll fall asleep. Peace. There's a gag about a 15-year-old girlfriend. There's a guest called Ethan, or Bazinga. Everybody seems to have a number of handles or avatars on this show. He's the 31st most influential online creator in the UK in 2019, according to the Sunday Times. His personal life paragraph on Wiki just says he supports West Ham. They talk about YouTube side channels, VPN sponsorships, and Reddit videos. There's a co-prez called Chip. There's a chat about phone upgrades and app limits, preceded with a not gonna lie. There's a lot of presentational indiscipline, I think you'd call this. Everyone talks over everyone else. There's also profound self-absorption, even for a Gen Z video podcast. There's no structure, even a clever underpinning that helps keep things on time. 8 minutes in, out of a 96-minute podcast, count them, they hold up a neon Spotify logo and set off a couple of cheap glitter cannons to announce the Spotify-only deal they have from Series 2, with a new set, and tell us how sick it's all going to be. It's one of the biggest offers Spotify have ever done in the UK, we're told. They also talk about having a peppered a-hole and the spice levels of East London takeouts. There's also no editing. You can tell this from the video, which flips between the same locked-off shots. Bizarrely, it reminds me of a southern television show from the mid-70s called House Party. Half a dozen women in a kitchen set used to do crafts, recipes, and just chat with no reference whatsoever to the audience. It seems strangely disconnected from you as a viewer back then. 40 years later, three 20-something blokes are going for the same energy. Bazinga talks about moving out of London, acquiring land, and his home gym and tree houses. You know what it's like with solicitors, he says, about buying a house, or the tribulations of selling a supercar in the winter, which seems tonally deaf even for their audience. Here's a good idea, an arbitrary generic title, 5 minutes on in this case, then a range of reversioned current affairs content thrown into it every day. For example, Andrew Marr spoke to Greta Thunberg at COP26. Big, colourful, noisy demonstrations went on outside, he tells us. I'm a BBC journalist and presenter, and for my programme, The Andrew Marr Show, I caught up with her in London's Natural History Museum. Here's a bit of that interview for our 5 minutes on podcast. It's cool to hear a big beast like Mars sucking up the format and delivering it just like Ursula Unknown does in other editions. Elsewhere, you can hear Orla Guerin on The Rainforest or Colin Paterson hanging with ABBA in Stockholm. Generally, it's well executed too. There's a bit of a misstep halfway through where Andrew refers to people watching this programme, reminding me of the early days of Bi-Media and how it fell on the BBC. The telly tale always wags the radio dog in these examples. As ever, even on a short production like this, there are a few places where a tighter edit would make it better. There's a synth sounder on the front, and every edition features a short intro like this one and a back announce mentioning the name 5 minutes on. If I had a tiny criticism of this as a format, it's the arbitrary length of 5 minutes that's been chosen. I hope I don't sound like an old fart, but is there a race to the bottom going on here? These are important and interesting stories, largely. Porn's Me Too moment, supply chain issues, deforestation. Is the only way to spring them into younger or less news-attuned ears to promise a short length? How short does a podcast have to be before it loses use and traction? Surely 3 minutes is better than five if how much time a listener has to invest in you is the only measure. Or 90 seconds. Or even a minute. Many of these are just getting going, then the clock runs out. Although I guess the Trojan horse argument is a pound of flesh news are staking here, mixing my metaphors. You only get 5 minutes, but put your star front and back to point people at the wider journalistic work, whether it's documentary, telly, rolling coverage, in case they want more of what you've teased them with. The subject choices are a bit random too. The man fighting for Maldives survival, Afghanistan on the brink of catastrophe, the sounds and silence of Armistice Day, not as compelling as some of the other teasers may be. I'm not sure it yet meets quite the promise of a fresh style of storytelling for the intimate medium of podcasting, where our journalists share their expertise or their own lived experience. But it's certainly already an improvement on the audio of some telejournalism hastily hacked up with some library music on the front. I'm John Ryan, weary-eared and disappointed, this week with The Fellas from Spotify Originals and 5 minutes on from BBC News for BBC Sounds. I listen to these, so you don't have to.
Hello. Welcome to Novel Conversations, a podcast about the world's greatest stories. I'm your host, Frank Lavallo, and for each episode of Novel Conversations, I talk to two readers about one book, and together, we summarize the story for you. We introduce you to the characters, we tell you what happens to them, and we read from the book along the way. So if you love hearing a good story, you're in the right place. Our 9th season is coming this fall. Tune in to hear from some of the all-time great authors, Charles Dickens, Jules Verne, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and more. Subscribe to Novel Conversations wherever you listen to podcasts.